Welcome to AI Insider. What's new? What works? What's next? I'm your host, Sophie. Every week, we cut through the hype, break down the latest AI tools, and give you practical workflows you can use today. This episode is brought to you by SocietyGal, hosting free AI prompt engineering workshops. Learn smarter prompts and ship better work. Grab the link in the show notes. All right, news first, then the deep dive. Let's get to it. Okay, so today we're plunging into something pretty interesting, a claim that's making some serious waves. There's this new AI platform, apparently, and it's got something like 20,000 developers rethinking their whole approach to building AI workflows, you know, potentially shifting away from tools they've used for ages. That feels like a pretty big shakeup. You need to figure out what's going on there.
Yeah, exactly. So our mission for you today is really to unpack SimAI. We want to get into what it actually is, why it's generating all this buzz, especially that free and open source angle that always gets attention. And crucially, how is it fundamentally different from, say, general automation platforms you might know?
Right.
We need to look at that claim. Does it really destroy the competition for AI-first projects? Or is it, you know, a bit more nuanced than that?
Yeah.
And just so you know, we're basing this on a really thorough YouTube deep dive from Julian Goldie, SEO. He seems to have really put it through its paces.
Okay, good. So let's get right into that core difference then. Julian Goldie really hammers this point. SimAI is built specifically for AI agents, not general automation like N8N. That sounds like more than just marketing speak. It feels like a basic philosophy difference, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Like N8N is trying to be that Swiss Army knife, everything to everyone, but SimAI went laser focused on AI workflows. What does that focus actually mean in practice?
Well, what's really interesting here is that SimAI seems to treat AI like the main character, you could say. Right from the start, every building block, every feature, the whole design philosophy, it's all optimized for AI workflows. It's not like taking a general tool and then trying to bolt on AI features later.
Right, like an afterthought.
Exactly. And that difference, it impacts everything. It's not just about looking cleaner. It suggests a much more solid and inherently stable setup when you're building those complex AI agent behaviors. Think about all the time you might spend debugging general tools when you push them into advanced AI stuff. SimAI aims to cut that down drastically. So for you, the user, it means you're working with a system that gets the specific needs of AI data flow, model swapping, managing conversation history right from the beginning.
And you can actually feel that focus in the user experience, right?
Yeah.
The source describes the interface as looking like something from 2025, not 2015.
Yeah.
He says it's clean, fast, and makes sense. Things load instantly. Drag and drop is super smooth. It feels built for how people develop AI now. It's not just window dressing, is it? That design helps you actually build better, faster.
Oh, definitely. That modern, snappy UI isn't just nice to have. It actually enables you. When you're mapping out complex AI agents, you know, with lots of steps and logic branches and external calls, a clunky interface just slows you down, adds friction.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Right. SimAI's design means you spend less time fighting the tool and more time actually thinking about your AI's logic. It makes building sophisticated AI feel, well, less intimidating and more efficient for you.
Okay, so a slick interface helps, but the real magic seems to be in how it helps you create the workflows.
Yeah.
And that brings us straight to this co-pilot feature. That this sounds kind of mind-blowing.
It really does.
So the idea is you want to build something complex. You literally just click the co-pilot button and say, help me build a workflow, and then just tell it what you want. In normal English.
Pretty much, yeah. Julian Goldie gives some great examples. You tell it log lead info to Sheets.
Okay.
And bam. In seconds, it apparently spits out a whole working workflow, not just a skeleton, but the start node, the Gmail reader with OF, already handled the logic to extract lead details, and the Google Sheets integration. All connected, ready to go.
Wow. So instead of dragging and dropping and configuring like 10 different things.
Exactly. It's like having a senior dev sitting next to you, just coding up the workflow as you describe it. The time saving for you is just immense. He gives another example. Ask for a chat agent with web search, and it instantly builds a research agent. It pulls in GPT-40, sets up web search tools, even configures structured outputs, things that could take you hours of clicking and mapping on other platforms.
Right.
SimAI's co-pilot just generates it. And Goldie specifically says N8N has nothing like this. That's a huge difference in how you approach building. It lowers the barrier massively.
That ability to just describe complex stuff in English is huge. cuts down that initial setup time like crazy. But then what if you want to like really control things? Bring that AI power onto your own machine, avoid the cloud altogether. That's where Alma comes in, right? This idea of running ChatGPT level AI on your own computer. What does that actually mean for users?
Yeah, Alma, this is genuinely transformative, I think. Running these powerful models locally on your own hardware, It gives you several huge benefits. First, the obvious one, cost. You completely eliminate API costs. No paying per token, no usage limits from cloud providers. It's just your computer's processing power.
Okay, that's big.
Second, and maybe even more important for a lot of people and businesses, your data never leaves your computer. This hits those big concerns about data privacy, data sovereignty, security head on. Think about sensitive stuff, financial records, health info, secret business plans.
Right. You wouldn't want that going through third-party APIs necessarily.
Exactly. Running it locally with Alma means you keep total control. That removes a major barrier for AI adoption in many sensitive areas.
So cost and control, and it sounds flexible too.
Very flexible. SimAI apparently supports the big commercial models, OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, Grok, but also integrates really well with local models like Llama, Gemma, those open source ones. And here's the really clever part. You can literally swap models without rebuilding your workflow.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Imagine you build a workflow with, say, GPT-4, but then a cheaper or maybe a better specialized local model comes out. You can just swap it in. You don't have to rebuild everything. That gives you incredible freedom and kind of future-proofs your work. You're not locked into one model provider.
Okay, that model swapping is pretty cool. Let's circle back to the costs you mentioned. Julian Goldie throws out a number like saving $500 a month. That's significant. How does SimAI make that possible compared to other services? Where does that saving come from?
It comes directly from two things, being open source and enabling that local execution via Alma. On many platforms, you pay per thing the workflow does, per operation, per task, per API call it makes. So if you have an AI workflow doing, 100,000 little tasks a month.
Yeah, that adds up fast.
It really does. You could easily hit hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
But with SimAI, because it's open source, if you self-host it, you pay nothing for the platform itself. Zero.
Oh.
Zilch. Goldie uses that example of a workflow that scrapes company websites, analyzes the data with AI, and then sends personalized emails.
Okay, yeah, that sounds intensive.
Right. On something like Zapier or even N8N's cloud version, that volume of tasks and AI processing would cost a fortune. Run that same workflow on SimAI locally, virtually free to operate. It just completely changes the economics, makes complex AI feasible for, smaller teams or even individuals who couldn't afford the cloud costs.
Right. It democratizes it a bit. Okay. So cost is a huge factor. But what about just building the workflows? Is it actually more efficient? You mentioned that email example earlier, reading email, pulling info, updating a sheet, sending a Slack message. Goldie said in N8N that might be like 15 different nodes.
Yeah, with lots of potentially complex data mapping between them.
And in SimAI.
He said it was just 5 blocks. That's a huge difference in just visual complexity and, frankly, how much you have to keep in your head.
And then there's this feature called structured outputs. What is that exactly? Why is it a big deal?
Structured outputs. Yeah, this is really key for making AI agents reliable. It lets you define precisely the format you need the AI's response in, usually using JSON schema, with validation rules. Think of it like giving the AI a strict template it has to follow for its answer.
Okay, so it forces the AI to be consistent.
Exactly. It acts as a safety net. Without it, AI responses can be kind of messy, unstructured, inconsistent. You end up writing a ton of extra code just to clean up the AI's output and parse it. Structured outputs basically eliminates so much of that post-processing hassle. You save loads of development time because the data comes out clean and in the exact structure you need right from the AI.
Got it. That makes sense.
And you mentioned the real-time preview feature too. That's also super helpful. You can literally see the data flowing through the workflow as it runs step by step. It's fantastic for debugging and just understanding what your agent is doing. It gives you that immediate feedback loop.
That visibility, the structured output, that sounds like it makes a developer's life much easier. But what if you're working in a team? Does SimAI help with collaboration?
It does, big time. This is another standout feature, real-time collaboration built in. It means your whole team can literally be inside the same workflow, building and tweaking it simultaneously. Like Google Docs, but, for complex AI workflows.
Huh. That's pretty advanced.
Yeah, it really is. Mm. And apparently, N8N doesn't even have that yet. For teams trying to move fast, especially distributed teams, that's a massive advantage. And beyond just live collaboration, the source mentioned, Sim AI focuses on the overall developer experience too, like good documentation.
Always important.
Yeah, but not just API docs. Real examples, real use cases, actual working code you can adapt. Plus, useful error handling messages that tell you what's wrong and suggest how to fix it. And brilliant testing features, letting you run just one part of your workflow to test it instead of the whole thing every time. All these little things add up to less friction, faster development.
Okay, all these features sound really impressive. And it keeps coming back to that open source core. What does being open source plus having this modern technical stack really mean for you, the listener?
Well, the open source part gives you freedom and control. Simple as that. You can literally look at the code. If you find a bug, you can fix it yourself. If you need a specific feature, you could potentially add it. It means you're not locked into one company's roadmap, their pricing whims, their support schedule. It's your choice, your data, your control. That's a big shift away from vendor lock-in.
Right, more independence.
Yeah, and underpinning this is that modern technical stack they mentioned. Things like Next.js for a super fast front end. PostgreSQL with vector extensions, that's crucial for AI stuff like semantic search.
Okay.
Real-time WebSockets for that live collaboration. And using Bun as the JavaScript runtime, which is known for being incredibly fast. These aren't just buzzwords. They're choices that make the platform fast, scalable, and feel, well, modern. And it lowers the barrier to entry, too. You don't need to be an elite coder. The visual interface is easy enough for most people to get started, but it's still powerful enough for experts to build really complex things.
Okay, so we've painted a pretty compelling picture of Sim AI, but let's bring it back to reality for a moment. What does this mean if you're already heavily invested in N8N? Is N8N just obsolete now?
No, not necessarily. That's a really important point to make. N8N has definite strengths.
Right.
It's been around longer. It has way more integrations built up over the years, and it's generally seen as stable and proven.
Mm-hmm.
For just general automation, connecting hundreds of different apps, moving data around, orchestrating workflows that aren't primarily AI-driven, N8N is still a beast. It's reliable. Its huge library of integrations is a major asset for those kinds of tasks.
Okay, so N8N still has its place. But Sim AI being newer, that means its ecosystem is smaller, right?
Yes.
Fewer pre-built templates, maybe less community support for now.
That's true, for now.
Yeah.
The ecosystem is definitely smaller. But Julian Goldie did note that this is changing fast. The growth curve is steep, so that gap might be closing quicker than we think. So this leads to the key question for you. When should you really be looking at Sim AI? The source's take is pretty clear. If you're building AI-first workflows,
where the AI is the core value.
Exactly. Where the intelligence of the agent is the main point. Then Sim AI just seems to make more inherent sense, especially if you care about speed, that modern UX, and importantly, avoiding being locked into one vendor's ecosystem. Sim AI seems perfectly designed for where AI development is heading. It's maybe not about ripping out N8N tomorrow, but recognizing that for AI-centric projects, there's now a tool specifically built for that purpose, offering potentially big advantages in efficiency, cost, and control. It's about choosing the right tool for the job.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up for you. Our deep dive suggests Sim AI brings a genuine AI-first design philosophy to the table. It has that amazing co-pilot that builds workflows from plain English, plus the power of local AI with Alma for big cost savings and better privacy. Add in the modern tech and the open source freedom. It really does feel like a potential game changer in how you can build and deploy AI agents, giving you a lot more control and speed.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the future seems to be heading towards these more AI-native tools. It just makes sense. While other platforms are kind of adding AI features onto existing structures, Sim AI was apparently designed around AI from square one. So even if you stick with N8N for general automation, just having a powerful open source alternative like Sim AI available is a good thing. And like I said, it's free to try if you self-host. The barrier to just experimenting is incredibly low.
Right.
So maybe the final thought for you is this. What could it really mean for your productivity and, yeah, your wallet if you could just describe a complex AI workflow and have it built in seconds? Running powerful AI locally, no constant API bills? What kind of creative AI solutions could you unlock with that kind of capability at your fingertips? That's something worth thinking about.
You've been listening to AI Insider. If you learned something useful, tap follow, drop a quick rating, and send this to one person who loves a good workflow makeover. Big thanks to Society Gal. Check their free AI prompt engineering workshops to sharpen your skills fast. Link in the show notes. I'm Sophie. Until next time.